This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valour brought Pakistan to its knees. Prime Minister Modi said, Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India. He said Pakistan can never win a direct war against India, so it has made terrorism a weapon to fight against India. Mr. Modi was addressing the function after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating various developmental projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palna near Bikaner in Rajasthan today.
पहलगाम में चली थी लेकिन उन गोलियों से 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का सीना छलनी हुआ था हमारी सरकार ने तीनों सेनाओं को खुली छूट दे दी थी तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर ऐसा चक्रव्यूह रचा कि पाकिस्तान को घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया
Mr. Modi said that now there will be no trade or talk with Pakistan. If there is a talk, it will be on Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Earlier, during the public function in Bikaner, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees, highlighting the initiatives taken to create robust infrastructure in the country in the last 11 years. The Prime Minister said several big initiatives have been taken to create modern road and rail infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations.
The cessation of firing and military action was something which was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. We made one thing very clear to everybody who spoke to us, not just United States, but to everybody, saying, look, if the Pakistanis want to stop firing, they need to tell us. We need to hear it from them. Their general has to call up our general and say this. And that is what happened.
The External Affairs Minister has strongly condemned the killing of Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. He said in a social media post that the perpetrators must be brought to justice. He also extended his thoughts and prayers to the bereaved families and colleagues. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Takehiro Funakoshi, in Tokyo, Japan. While attending the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister's dialogue, Mr. Misri conveyed India's message on zero tolerance on terror. The discussions covered advancing the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today interacted with leading Japanese think tanks in Tokyo and briefed them on India's zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegation, which arrived in Tokyo in the first leg of their five-nation tour, discussed regional security challenges, including state-backed terrorism. During the interactive session, participants expressed strong support for India's fight against the menace. Indian all-party delegation arrived in the United Arab Emirates early this morning, marking a significant step in New Delhi's diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor. Government today launched a nationwide mass mobilization campaign, One Nation, One Mission, End Plastic Pollution, in the run-up to World Environment Day 2025. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, launched a pre-campaign video on his social media platform. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of South Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Jirnamani said that a low-pressure area over East Central Arabian Sea off South Konkan, Goa coast is likely to intensify into a depression. And that is the end of this news bulletin.